everybody knows by now that out in the world, in the political field, there's a new leader. The United States now has a new president, and perhaps, or this is my conviction, perhaps one of, if not the greatest politician that ever lived. One that will be learned in the underworld, the upper world, and the present world. And one that will represent the underworld, the present world, and the upper world. And as I said several years ago, whenever it was, I said, Ronald Reagan's is the man to watch. And I spoke of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Some of you remembered that little insignificant thing that had meaning to them that could understand. And then I spoke a few weeks ago that according to what I understood, Ronald would be the man that would bring the end of the world. Now, I know that no man brings the end of the world. I mean, I understand those kind of things. But each man in his life represents something. Every star differs in glory. Everyone has a special significance. The heavens declare the handiwork of God. And whether coincidental or not, could be, I believe, the divine providence of God, but making the statement aforehand that he would bring the end of the world, they tell me that today, when he gave his acceptance speech, they brought a great big cake. They almost set it down. Was it in the wife's lap? In his wife's lap. And he uttered forth the statement. He said he felt like that he was coming in and the world was going out. So that sounds like the end of the world. God prompted men to say things to confirm what he has said. Little things that they never would have uttered forth, never would have come from their hearts, had not God intended it. But God willing to have his way, and God making sure that everything works after the counsel of his own will, then he does that for our benefit and for his glory. See, it is for our benefit, but it is for his glory. So then, when we see these things, then we know that something is taking place. And I told them that if they would search around, I told some of the brethren, they would find out that there'll be a feeling in the air, an atmosphere, of an unfinished thing with Jimmy going out. That something broke off right about halfway done. And that there would be a feeling. Whereas the people will become very ashamed, and many of them will be very ashamed. Be ashamed because they voted the way that they did. And, you know, people are like, it's like buying tags. They rush in at the last minute and buy. And a lot of people, they hold up their votes till the last minute so that they can vote the way that the winning side is going. In other words, they don't like to be ribbed, as we say, on the job. They don't like for somebody to point a finger and say, yep, you voted for him, but see how foolish he was? We voted for the winner. We got the winner. So everybody wants to go with the tide, and rather than really trying to learn who is the right feller, they're so cared about by leadership and people that they'll rush in thousands of them to be on the winning side at the last minute. They'll just throw their vote down a rat hole, as we say, just to keep anybody from ribbing them or to be in society or to be on the winning side, which is a very poor, poor thing. Better not to vote than to do a thing like that. And already today, since I made that statement earlier, today, this evening, some of the fellas have come in and talked like prominent people that they've talked to, businessmen, said that since they went to the polls and voted and returned, that they got to asking themselves, what in the world did they do? Said, for what could Ronald Reagan's do for the country at the first of the year that Jimmy could not have done if he'd have stayed in there? And they're beginning to wonder what they did. What they did was what God had before determined. When they crucified Jesus, the Bible said they crucified him because it was afore determined by the counsel of God. And the place that Jimmy was in and the thing that was to happen, it worked out perfectly. It worked out beautifully. Just the way that the Lord intended for it to work out. Now, talking tonight, discussing the things, commenting, we'll take a few minutes and comment. A lot of people are baffled about the election because, like I say, they feel something that is unfinished. Whereas it really carries forth that kind of appearance. And like as I've said, a president run a couple of terms. You take about 6 months off for preparation campaigning out of each one of them 4 years. And you got about 7 years. You got a week, like Daniel's week. And you run one of them for the first half and cut it off. You got the cutting off in the middle of the week, and you got as a broken covenant. And we had made the statement that they would crucify Jimmy, whereas they did. Between his family acting so foolish and Billy acting like he acted and his sister acting like she acted and all of the different things, and then the things happening as it did with the sandstorm about the boys being killed and then the people going into prison and just a whole lot of things. It cut Jimmy off right in the middle of the week when if he had had the following years, one more term, he could have corrected, got everything straightened out. But being like a child, as a man child caught up, he had to take the first few years learning and done real well. As a matter of fact, I made a statement he would go down in history as one of the all-time great presidents. And what I understood, I said that a long time back when I made a statement. I said, God hath rejected Jimmy on the strength of that Elvis Presley thing, the condolence to Elvis Presley and to the family and whatever, and time of bereavement and the hoisting of the communist flag when I said the government was finished. And in the vision, I said, I saw him in despair quit and walk out, and he did just before Ronald had enough to electoral votes to officially approve him as president. He just quit. He conceded. But anyway, as I say, he did real well, and I understand that the news media is somebody today that was telling me over in the evening when they came home. They said that they made the statement that Jimmy would go down in history as one of the all-time greats, which was what I understood. No man ever kept things so peaceable in such a shaky time and done so much in getting the Arabs and Jews together, the different things in peace talks. Nobody had ever been able to do that in the history of the nation, whereas Jimmy managed to do that. So it really spotlighted him. And it was really a beautiful thing, the way that God worked it. Whereas in the crucifying of Jimmy, it brings forth typically the resurrection of Jimmy in the sense of the Christ side of it. Now, I'd made the statement earlier that him and Ronald would get together real good, and I understand they already have. But in the part of Reagan's being in California, and I'm just talking to you out of my heart of what I understand, Reagan's out of California, being a governor, being in Hollywood among the stars, we see the other side of Jimmy, or we see the other side of the world, the west to the east. And we see that part, the western world, which points to America. America is the western world. Over here, Israel is the eastern world. In the United States, we've got both the East and the West represented in the last perspective of the 1, 2, 3, Jew, Catholic, Protestants, or that is to say, Israel, Rome, and America. Here in America, in this last dimensional part, dissected into a 1, 2, 3, the East and the West, the extremes of the two ends, we see coming from the West that which is typical of the rapture of the bride. That is to say, if you take Hollywood, that's heaven. Hollywood is heaven in your times. Ronald being a governor, being up in that area, it's very symbolic of the return of Christ. That coming back with the stars or those celebrities, those that have passed on, that's hid with Christ and God at the return. Coming back at the end of Daniel's last week, very symbolic of the return, the governor, the government being upon the shoulders, coming back out of the heavenlies at the end of the week, Revelation 19, when the world is at an end, to join forces with the Baptists, which backed him, so that is the earthly part of religion or the charismatic move, binding them all together, Catholic, charismatic, all of it together, Baptists principally speaking in America, to join forces with the Jews to unite religion and state, put them both together to signify the redemption of the body, that is to tie the East and the West together, the woman and the man coming together. It is seen real clear in Jimmy going up, as we say, 3.5, 4 years back in his terms, caught up in the middle of the week as it was then. It is seen at that time, Ronald in the representation of the woman or America, Hollywood always showing the woman, going through the purification after the birth of the few months, plus continuing for 3.5 years, times, time and a half, time, place prepared for her in the wilderness until the end of Jimmy's regime or the last of that last part of that week. And then the return and coming back in the return. Coming back in that return after we had said here, Babylon has fallen, has fallen, has fallen. Whereas the priest come over, told us how that the whole thing was falling apart. Which again in the Old Testament symbols, Ronald being 70 years old, it's clearly seen that they come out of Babylon after 70 years. He's turned his 70th year. And as I was telling just before we come in here, up here in Brother Bill's office, 69 now and then 70. And even in the 69th week, having to do with the last week of Daniel coming in. The man coming in at 69 years old. And also the cutting off of the Messiah. Whereas the latter part of the week, or the last of the week, the coming back after the last part of the week, from Jimmy's going into office down through the time until Jimmy's going out of office, taking the last half, 3 days and a half, as we say, the last part of the week, the 3 years and a half, and that it has to do with 7 years, Daniel's last week. You'll notice that during that time, Jimmy was highlighted as one from around the world, and that from the gold nation. The one that carries the standard, has carried the standard of gold so highly. The golden image in all the world looking on him, the plains of Dura and Babylon. Being relative to Kennedy, as everybody supposes, the bastard child, so they supposed. Whatever, there he was in one side of his life showing the plains of Dura, the great Hoa, which was the Catholic powers that the Kennedys catered to. The whole thing was shown as the Red Dragon, where Russia had come in, or communism through China, allowing that killer to come over here. The image of gold, but during that last period, Jimmy was viciously attacked by everybody. Babylon the Great has fallen. Whereas we had made the statement that Babylon had to do with Atlanta, Georgia, the great whore, we saw the vision where the nations looked upon it, and after looking upon it, rejected it. Whereas we said it will burn, and it will. But they rejected it. End of that was Babylon the Great falling. 70 years, they came out of Babylon. That ended it all. The man being 70 years old, it was typically shown. So then in the symbolic sense of the spiritual part, Jimmy in the Jesus side of it, Ronald in the Christ side of it, showing the Christ side because the church is the Christ side. America, the woman. Christ is in the heart of the church. Coming in to the male side, which is the Jew, the Jesus side, bringing the end of the world, which means to me that the government of America is finished. Over. Gone. Which means that it is gone from America back to Israel. Or that is to say, if the Jews rejected Jesus, the Gentiles accepted, we got salvation. Here at the closing out of the Gentile age, Jimmy Carter, we say JC, typical of the man child in Jesus, Pentecostal to that extent, his sister known to be so. Then America, through Jimmy in the type, rejects Christ, Jesus. The Jews favored Jimmy. They accepted him. So that means, whereas the Jews rejected Jesus and it went to the Gentiles have rejected Jesus in the crucifixional type of Jimmy. The Jews accepted it. It's gone back to the Jews. And the Lord carried it over in the type. It is a perfect symbol of coming to the end of the world. When it comes to the end of the world, the Bible teaches Revelation 19, coming back on the white horse, which Reagan's has to do with. Coming back, there is a battle. All the nations of the world confederate and are gathered together against one thing, that's the Jew. Against the Jew. Gathering together against the Jew, whereas we're right now on the verge of that, for the Jew taking Jerusalem as their headquarters and establishing it at this very hour shows them coming to power. The Pope of Rome has already kicked up his heel against it, as we say, and he says they're out of order because they don't have any right to do that. It should be the world headquarters of the religion of Muslims, Christians, and Jews. So then, Ronald, who has appealed to the Catholic Church to get their backing, as well as the Protestants and the others, being charismatic and being a movie star, he's an everything man, political and everything. We see that religion is highlighted in him, speaking on the natural side of him now. Whereas on the natural side of him, all of the religions coming together in Ronald, all of them coming together for the World Confederation against God's few, which is the truth, which is the real true Christian, the confederation of religion. The same way the world of nations confederating together against Jerusalem. When you think about it, it is Georgia or the people of Jimmy's own native state or whatever that killed him, to the extent the news media's literally slaughtered Talmadge for no reason. They raised up the different places. They slaughtered Jimmy, as I say, his mother, his brother, the relations here and there, and the people were about finding fault with him, just like the Jews killed their own head to their own sorrow. The nation killing Jimmy killed their own head to their own sorrow. They don't realize it yet, but they will, to their own sorrow. They kill their own head to their own sorrow. Coming down to the end of the last week, as we said, Revelation 19 says that the dragon, that there's war against the beast, the false prophet, and all of that that is confederated or confederate with the red dragon. Whereas it signifies war. If it is down at that place and Ronald is in, it signifies war with communism and a fight on our hands. You say, how do you see that? It definitely does. And then when you examine it, you know that something has got to happen just looking at it naturally. Jimmy did not favor Taiwan in their doings. Therefore, he found the favor of China, which is the dragon nation, typically speaking. Even to the extent that the leader come over here. Ronald Reagan's is favoring Taiwan, going to restore, and the restoration of what Jimmy took away. It's going to find the favor of Taiwan, the little branch off nation of China. Is going to turn China against Ronald or against America. Communism laying in the second realm, which is a political realm, the second heaven, laying in there to devour the man-child. We saw it the whole time Jimmy was in there, waiting their chance. The man-child being caught up to the third heaven in this sense, that the throne being caught up to the throne is Jerusalem. That's where David shall sit upon the throne, typically, that is Jesus, son of David. In this, Jimmy is favored by the Jews, thus received the government, Jimmy, caught up to Israel. Ronald, and I know this don't sound right, intellectually speaking, but Ronald won exactly nothing. Because there wasn't anything for him to win. He received exactly nothing because there wasn't anything left for him to receive. This no doubt is why he felt the feeling he did, that he was going in and the world was going out. That he had come into nothing. If he come in and the world was going out, what then could he receive? So then, as I had said earlier to some of them yesterday, I said he received nothing. Not anything. Because God had rejected Ronald in the race before when he put Jimmy in. He therefore rejected Jimmy in this race. Therefore, both of them lost. And God favored the church, the Jew. The government went to the Christians. All of it is typified by the things that took place. Whereas we could say a lot concerning that of the little White House, Washington, and the things that took place concerning Roosevelt talking with George Busby. This we've talked about to the brethren of what it meant, what it had to do with. But the thing signifies war and trouble. A lot of things that we could say tonight that would make it plainer by taking bits and pieces or giving detail as to the way that we see it in the mind of God and the way that we understand it. But there's one thing for sure, that what we see and what we understand shows that Ronald seemingly, it's my conviction, that no doubt he is a fine man, very religious. No doubt he is a great man because allegorically on one side of his life it shows a great type. And being perhaps 15 years older than Jimmy or 13 or 14 years older, He would have wisdom unsurpassed. 70 years old, going into office. He's probably one of the greatest presidents the world has ever known. One of the greatest leaders, got a great integrity, great respect for religion. As a matter of fact, the thing that I feel that put him in office was seeing that God put Jimmy in through religion, the religious world feeling that Jimmy was their champion. They felt like they'd been double-crossed. They forsook Jimmy, and that Jimmy had done things that was altogether out of reason with God. Then Ronald probably has not ceased to campaign from that time, refusing to quit, setting everything up. He no doubt had everything set up for the debate as to what he was going to ask Jimmy and cross him up, knowing that he couldn't answer him, knowing everything about Jimmy, and Jimmy knowing very little about him. He intended to kill him in the debate, and he did, in the eyes of the people. It was a crucifixional thing, like we had said beforehand, it would come to pass. Jimmy made the statement, I understand, that he had never lied to the people. He'd always told them the truth, and he said, I'm not going to start lying to you now. Now, I feel that at this point that it's a very, very dangerous season. Even though I believe that Ronald will be a great president, and you know, to that extent, as the world sees it intellectually. I don't believe that God favored either one of them because of their hypocrisy. And I believe God favored them only in the sense of giving the people a leader. So to me, it's a charismatic leader that will form a religious thing of bringing church and state together. We had made the statement that they would bring the church and state together, which spoke of it concerning Jimmy. He'd bring everything in order. They'd come together. They did. And then we spoke recently of this doing the job of putting it together. Ronald, I believe the thing that put him in was that he saw that Jimmy had gotten in that way. He made the statement, the First Amendment was our protection concerning religion. It protected our religious values rather than took them away from us. And he said, it appears to me that the world, or the people, that is, in general in America, has forgotten old-time religion and the old-time Constitution. Which, of course, is true. A very brilliant statement and a wonderful statement for any man to make, president or otherwise. So he's a man of great integrity. But still, on the spiritual side of it, what can you say? God does what he wants to do the way he wants to do it. Naturally speaking, it will be a religious coming together that will be the death of the world. Anytime religion gets up into politics, that's it. Because it signifies the rapture, the catching up. The church has been caught out. She's been hid away. That's what we said. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the coming of Christ. It has caught his church up. It's caught its bride away. It's sealed her in. Now then, the religious world has not only prestige in religion, but it has political prestige and power. Now has come power. Now has come strength. Some of them know what we said about the little happening Monday and the beams and the Miss Powell was running the store over here and what that had to do with. Ronald being caught up, politically speaking, that gives the church power. You don't have any power, naturally speaking, unless you have political backing. The Jews always, theirs is a political effort and a political fight. So they fight naturally, politically. Theirs is accredited to the natural side. America's is accredited to the political side. The church is accredited to the spiritual side. Therefore, the Jews is accredited to a natural battle. Rome, which is the political world, church over state, really politics. That is a political battle. Here in America, Protestantism represents Christianity, a spiritual battle. So then, if the child is caught up to the throne, if that is true, whereas Jimmy and Reagan coming together like they have, the movie stars, this kind of thing, it definitely shows that now has come power. Now has come authority. The church world, the religious world, has prestige in the movies. I said the last thing would be movies, that the Antichrist would be interested in Hollywood and movies. I said it will go out with a musical thing. They'll all change over musically. I said this years ago. Now the rock and rolls has become gospel singers. It's a big musical thing. It's a big political thing. 700 Club, PTL, all movie stars. All of this is what put Ronald in. All coming together. Jimmy insulted God's people at that meeting when 600,000 people gathered there in Washington for Jesus. The Lord suffered it to be that way to show what he was doing. But the insult came to God's people, left him without a head. Samuel said, you don't need a king. You got a king. Jesus is your king. God is your king. Therefore, at the Washington for Jesus, being insulted, one of the preachers, the Church of God preacher, got up, blasted out that the president didn't have to come, that they had Jesus. Whereas it's right. But it was a foolish thing on Jimmy's part because people was there from every state in the Union. They'd spent 18 months planning that by the biggest TV broadcast communications in the nation. The thing went into all the world. They even put it on Free Europe. So it was a foolish thing. But God allowed it to show the church without a head that he had cut off the head. That is to say, Christ was coming in to pick it up. Not Ronald. But Ronald, being typical of the Christ, came in the intellectual sense, where Jimmy was cut off as the Jesus part. Ronald came in as the Christ part. He saw where Jimmy had failed in the religious side and what religion had done for Jimmy, so he switched over to it, and religion done for him the same thing. God suffered it. They picked him up. They took on a new head. So then there is now religious prestige, there is movie prestige, there is political prestige, there is everything for the church world. Everything. So it means that the church has become the first lady. Now that is beautiful. That is beautiful. That's beautiful for all of us. But it's not beautiful at all. Not for the real Christian. It is beautiful for the charismatic order, which will become a world church, which will become the great whore that will not receive Jesus' name as the baptism or as the leadership or as the head, but rather great political leaders, fashions of the world and frolic. And it will bring the great whore, the membership, together. In doing that, the beast carried the great whore in the book of Revelation. The beast are those that are not right with God. Those that are not right with God. And the head of the beast, which is called the beast, come out of many waters, which means up out of the people. That is to say, the rising to power of the individual who is the beast, it means that it was the voice of many waters, the people, that put him up, not God, for he came up out of many waters. Whereas Jesus' voice is termed as the voice of many waters, which means also the constitutional praises of the voice of his people, speaking as the body of Christ. So then, if they have political power, now has come power. Now has come strength, which brings on the war, which brings on the war. All of these things that we spoke of concerning the dragon nation, China isn't going to like it at all. Not at all. If Ronald caters to Taiwan, China isn't going to like it. You know the old saying, don't awake the sleeping giant. China, the multitude of people, so many people. That is, don't never let her receive any intelligence. Don't never let her get any understanding. Don't never let her come to any mind of reasoning. Because if she ever begins to think a little bit and realize who she is, or who he is, the sleeping giant, then the world is in for it. So don't ever let that happen. But China's already awoken. Now there's a lot of things that we'd like to say to go on and on. It would take an hour or so just going on, bringing the whole thing in that has to do with little Bethlehem, has to do with the people of little Bethlehem, has to do with many things that you've been through and we've been through and some of the people that are here and the things that are going through right now and what's going to happen, what is happening, what has happened. But I just want to say these few things to piece a few bits and pieces together to where you could understand what we understand about the new president, about the new age. And I believe with all of my heart that Ronald Reagan's has in this election brought on the end of the world. That is to say that this is the beginning of the end. When we use the terms that Peter said, ye are the people upon whom the ends of the world have come. Whereas the thing setting in at this point fit in perfectly with the things that we had said. We said that Sunday had to do with it, that Sunday was the proof of it. On that very day, Brother Vince was telling me, Vince has studied the stars, astrology, that kind of thing. He said, Brother Pike, on a Sunday, said it's really something. Said, because this Sunday, the planets started their alignment within 60 degrees and will continue for 2 years. Which I said had to do with the election, pointing to the election. I believe, this is my conviction, that never before has the planets had the proper alignment so far as any positive definition as to what they are or what they consist of. Never before has that ever been in the mind of man. Never before have they had an alignment as the mind of man in the earth. Never. There's never been an alignment of them properly so far as man's mind being programmed to the galaxies. But Voyager, which apparently has been traveling something like several years, which goes back to the middle of the week thing again, has at this time come near Saturn. Whereas we'd use the terms about the sixth planet, I believe. But whatever having to do with Satan, having reached Satan's domains, which was so many, many, many miles away, there was no way, but having reached it, traveling, lining up the planets, giving man a computerized view, as we say, to program his mind in the Voyager lineup, which, of course, as in heaven, so on earth. If it happens that way, then in heaven, that means that God has somehow allowed his people to break into the heavenlies, and they're traveling in the unknown. And they, as that is giving data back, so are they, transmitting from the heavenly world to the church and lining things up accordingly in the spiritual sense. As in heaven, so on earth. When all of this is properly done, then scientists says that there will be a great calamity to befall the earth. The calamity that they describe, we read some of it to you here one night, it perfectly shows the tribulation period, should it happen that way. But it all is pointing to the coming of the Lord. To me, and maybe you don't see it like I do, but to me, everything spiritually which is in heaven, like I said one time when I said, look, as I stood between heaven and earth and I said, look, all of these things are taking place in heaven. Look at them. Whereas at that time, nobody couldn't see them. But I saw them in their beauty and in their wonders. But I believe at this season that some people are beginning to see them. I believe that they're beginning to see them. Whereas in the vision, I was looking at that, and they were looking at me. But I believe that these things is happening. I believe that these things is happening. And tonight, if we took time to elaborate step by step in the three-dimensional acts of God, the three-dimensional phases of heaven, the three-dimensional things, making comparison to the natural, running the spiritual and natural in a parallel, then I believe that you could see, more readily see, what we're trying to say. But just dropping a few thoughts here and there to let you understand that there is something happening. To the brethren, we're more explicit because we brought out things that's happened concerning the little white house. Even things today we brought out concerning spiritual revelation, things that we saw while we were standing down in the basement of the house while the men was working today, watching the revelation of the Lord. And number of other things concerning some things that Brother Taylor and I discussed concerning the revelation of the Lord. Quite a lot. It would take quite a bit of time to put it together, tell it. But I hope by this that you understand that we're in a new season. A new season, a new era. I believe that you can understand that we're in a new era, a new season. So, without going into any more, whereas there's quite a bit that we could go into at this time because of your spirits are in tune with the Holy Spirit. And while your spirit is in tune with the Holy Spirit, and my heart and spirit's in tune with the Holy Spirit, then it's no trouble just from the heavenly mind to just transmit the things of God. And many things is right at my understanding now as it comes through that it would be so easy just to tell you because they're very clear in that the Lord has given them to me and you're in line to receive them. But I feel like that this is all that the Lord would have me to say as far as what I've said along these lines here, that you might digest these things and that you might understand somewhat of what we're saying. Some of you understand that about the mantle. I believe I mentioned enough of it about the mantle. It was on Sunday night that I mentioned it, was it? About the mantle. To know that something is connected with this concerning Jeffersonville, Indiana, and of course there's quite a number of things that's happened since then. It tied it all together. In that sense, it would bring it right on up to this moment. But those things that you'll learn, you'll come into, and the spirit of revelation that you receive will teach in those things as you put this other together with it.